Good morning, we're Masechet Nida, Daf Samach Zayin. Samach Zayin, today is also the 7th day of Chanukah. So, Samach Zayin, 7th day of Chanukah, Chodesh Tov, Shavuot Tov. We're in our final countdown now, Masechet Nida. This is the last week, Shad Hashem on Shabbos. We finished the Perek, we finished the Seder, we finished the Shas. Amen. All right. Now, we got up to yesterday. Amar Rav Chanan Minaharda. So there, so Rav says the woman shouldn't stand in the mikveh on earthenware. And Rav Kahana thinks, what's the reason? Because of gzeirah merchatzot, because it's similar to bathhouses. In bathhouses, you've got these also things you stand on. I saw a lot of explanations. By the way, you know that bathhouses were actually masadah during Chanukah. You know that they used to heat the bathhouses, and they were like on above, they're like on a ramp, underneath there was fire. All the reasons why. Bottom line, in bathhouses, it was common to sit on things or to stand on things. You might come to make a mistake. I think you can turn in a bathhouse. So the Gemara says, "I'll gabe sil to shabbos." Therefore, if you're standing on wood, it would be okay because it's not exera berechatzot. Amar Rav Chanan Minahari says, "No, hatanta. What's the real reason you can't stand on these klecheres? Bishum de beit." Right, because you're scared, they might break, and therefore you aren't doing tvila properly, because you put your contract that these things aren't going to break. Right, he says, "Sil tenami beita, so too setting a wood, you also will be scared." Rashi says, "Lo tipol v'lo tavla shapi, you aren't doing tvila properly." Now, Amar Shmuel by Yitzchak, Isha, a couple of other halachas, lo tipol b'namal. Right, so Rashi says, "Yeah, b'namal, what's in amal?" Look at Rashi there, Porto. Right, Porto. Right, that's not in Portugal, but the city in Portugal, Porto, right? Some of you have been there. Right, not Porto, but a port. And Rashi says, yeah, makom shasvinot nikpaot shema'alot tit v'chotzet. Why? It's probably in a port, because boats come along there, ships are there, and they basically cause like the earth to jump. How do you explain it in English? Like the clay will stir up the mud, thank you. Right, and therefore it'll stick to your body, and therefore it'll be a chatzitza, right? So he says, in Afa Gav the Hashta Lake, and even though now there isn't anything there, it's not there at the moment. Not a problem. Amar Biriduni Nafal. Now, this is an amazing Gemara. Look at this. Amar Biriduni. I'm not sure how to pronounce that, right? Biriduni, right? Nafal. Look at Rashi. Biriduni Nafal Hatit Me'alea. That the tit might fall on her by itself. Look at it. It might happen. Whatever. But look at Rashi says, Biriduni Eini Yodaya Lashono. I don't know what this word means, says Rashi. Right, v'nireh, but it appears that what is it? Shulashon shichshuch, she kesheshichshecha raglayim raglebe mayim, right? Betzeta nafal. When she's walking out of the water, I'm not exactly sure where, because she's walking out after she's already done tefillah. I'm not sure. Yeah, bottom line is Rashi seems to say that he's not sure exactly what it is, but it appears that this tit will cause a chatzitza on her. And then the Gemara is something which we've seen this Gemara before. Where was it before? Abchorot. All this going before, right? Avod Shmuel, Shmuel's father, Avad Lebante, for his daughters used to make them mikvaot b'yomei Nisan, umifatze b'yomei Tishman. This is where we learned this before, right? What happens is in Nisan is basically the end of the winter months, right? Nisan is around about March, like end of February, March. That's Nisan. So really, all the rains, it's the end of the winter season, the rivers are full of rainwater. Now, I don't know if any of you have learned Hilchot Mikvah, but there's the importance in a mikvah. We've got a couple of different dinim in mikvahot. The one is Maim Zochalin, right? And then there's mikvahot, nikvu. Now, we all know that rainwater, for example, is a kosher mikvah, right? Rainwater is a kosher mikvah. A ma'ayan, on the other hand, a spring, is also a kosher mikvah, right? They're two different types of waters. One is rainwater, and one is a spring which runs. A river, when it's running, a running river, the assumption is that a river comes from a spring source, and therefore, when the water from a river is running, it's actually a spring that's running. And therefore, it's zochalin. Zochalin is mutar. Spring zochel water is mutar as a mikvah. Rainwater, on the other hand, is not mutar when it's zochel. It has to be nikvu, it has to be gathered. Right? So now in the winter months, when the rain is abundant, what is most of the water running down the river? We're concerned that it's rainwater. If it's rainwater, it can't work as a mikveh in a river. Can't zochel. Okay? So that's what Shmuel's father was concerned about. In the winter, end of the winter, when the river was full of rainwater, it's zochel. And rainwater bezochel doesn't work. Only spring water bezochel works. Look at Rashi here. With that introduction, we can understand the Rashi here. Mikvot be made nisan. Mikveh mayim mekunasin. Right, a gathered water. Ve'enan tovlot b'nai. And never let them, in the winter, he made their mikvot, so they wouldn't toivel in the river. Lefi sheravu ha'mayim b'mot ha'geshamim, mi'geshamim she'naflu. Where did the water come from in the river? From the rainwater that fell. V'chayish, and what was his concern? She'meyarbu notfi marazochalim. That maybe the water that fell, the rainwater, was more in the river now than the spring water. V'tanya b'tratkim, and we learn in the Midrash of Vayikra, Torah Kohanim, right? There's a Agoda Bach there adds in there, he says, E. Ma ma'ayan metaher bezochalin. So a spring well is metaher if it's running water. Av mikveh metaher bezochalin. Maybe also a mikveh betoch zochalin. Klomar shematpirin b'mekunasin derech zechidatan. Kolim shenikvu nachu mikveh. Talmud Omar, no. Ach ma'ayan. There's an ach there. That ach is a miut. Right? Ma'ayan metaher bezochalin. V'ha mikveh metaher ba'ashboran. A mikveh has to be gathered. It has to be standing still. Mayan is metaher zochalin. Umahu ashboran. What is ashboran? The kavu v'kaime. It's gathered and it's in one place. The ein matbilin b'makunasim ele mishe nikvu lemikvehem v'nachu v'mizachidatan. Right, the water has to settle down. Derech Agav, one of the things we learned also as well, that we came across it here already, mikvot. Right, we learned here. Where did we learn that? We did something about mikvot here. We saw it a couple of times. We spoke about the idea of how you can machshir water, right? You can pour it on the ground. Remember, you can if you can pour it on the ground and bezochel, right? Yeah, right. Utnah masechet mikvot hazochalin. We did learn this, didn't we? We did hazochalin kemayan. Klomar zochalin shebenaharot kemayan vanotafim kemikvot. Mayim hanotfim maharim. Now, water that runs down from harim, from mountains, harim kemikvah. V'ein metarim bezechid, and therefore they can't, so like all the snow, for example, that melts, right? That's not a mayan. So that water can't help you when it's running. So that water has to be gathered. So again, it could be rainwater or snow melting, whatever the case, into a river. If it's in the winter months, end of the winter, it all happens. Hilchach b'mei nisan, that's the end of the winter. Shenidrabe ha'nahar irei geshamim, when the rivers are full of rainwater. What was he concerned about? Well, chayi shemeravu notfim shebo al chayim shebo. See that the rainwater is more than on the actual live water, the spring. Ubitlu zochalin, and now it can't be zochel. Ve'ein metarin et atame atodah behen derech zechilin. You can't use it. Ve'chol ha'na'arot le'olam, says Rashi, hein holchim v'zochalin. All rivers are running water. Lefichach avid lehu mikveh ba'ashboran litbo betocho. Right, therefore in the winter, end of the winter, he made them separate mikvahs, so the rivers aren't good. Rashi says, Yesh v'farshim deba'inan mayim chayim lezava v'lav milt. It's not relevant to us. Okay. So that was, and in the Nisan, u'mifatzeh b'yometish, and in Nisan he made their mats. He put their mats on the floor in the river, because in Tishrei they could now use the river again, right? Because now the Zochalim is good. Look at Rashi, u'mifatzeh b'yometish, she'tovlin b'nahar. Now the spring water is more than the rainwater, so the river becomes a kosher mikvah again. Why did he put these mats down? So that the sand, the tit, the clay on the feet wouldn't be covered by chatzitza. Noten machatzalot benahar shovrot alehen. Okay, that's the next halacha there. Right, then another halacha. Right? Amarav gil amarav. Natna tavshilu benahar. If a woman gave her son some sort of food, now the idea is food that will stick to his body, right? And then she was basically busy with this food. V'tavle v'alta. Then she went to the mikveh and she came up. Lo alta la tefillah. Her tefillah wasn't good tefillah. Why? Because it might have stuck to her body. You know, Rashi quotes Avagav da'ashta leika. Even though it's not there, Eimar beridyone nafal. The same idea as early on. It might not be there now, but it was at the time of the mikveh, and therefore it was a chatzitz. Arabi bar Abba hane ravde de kusilta. Right, so now what a Rav Day the Kusil to look at Rashi there. How did Rav Day says he appointed, but the Kusil he says v'derech v'darkan shomakot shlakazat dam la'alot geled. Because basically, after you were bloodletting, right? So they were like pricking themselves. They'd form scabs on the body. That's the la'alot geled. So it says these revidex or these scabs. For the first 3 days, they don't form a chitza. So if a woman goes to mikvah during the first days of these scabs, they're fine. Why? Becoming a chitza after that, do become scabs? The Gemara explains it himself. No. The Gemara explains it there. So who explains it? Rashi. Tlata yome. Right? Gilda rachu mechubar. Because it's very soft and it's part of your body. But after 3, it becomes dry, it becomes very separated, so like a chatzitza. Then, Amar Mar Ukve Lafluf Sheba Ayin. Look at the Mishnah Shas there. Lafluf Sheba Ayin. The Mishnah Shas over there says, Peirush Tzoat Ha'ayin. Right? Basically, like the excrement of the eye. What we'd call like sleep. What's it called? Mucus, is that the word? Mucus, yeah. Mucus comes out of your nose. I didn't even cover your mouth.
It does. Into
okay, I won't argue with Oscar. Okay, I actually looked for, I've truly told you that I opened Robert's Gemara this morning to try and find these words, but I got carried over something else. So I didn't end up looking at it. We'll see in a second, right? This stuff in your eyes, right? If it's in your eyes while it's wet, yavesh, if it's dry, then either you wake up in the morning, you've got like that very dry stuff. In English, we call it sleep. What do you call it in England? What do you call it, in England? Sleep?
Yeah.
You heard that word before? Sleep?
Yeah.
Yeah. Americans also?
No.
No, Ira, yes. New Yorkers, yes. Washingtonians and St. Louis is done. But from New York, real America, they know what it is. Right, okay. Right. Yeah, it's called maybe because he's married to her. Exactly. You have sleep out of your eyes.
Yeah,
but they didn't call it
sleep.
That's
not a technical
general. That's not the crap.
In England, you call it sleep. We don't call it crap. We speak very nasty in South Africa. We don't use
it.
Brooklyn, right, okay. Right. Now, the word is like, when is it called Yavesh? Mishashim matchil lerek. When it basically becomes like green, it starts this coloring. Okay. Then Amar Shmuel, chul shebetoch ha'ayin enu chotzet. So now, this blue stuff, we saw this before lots of times, they put like blue in their eyes or on the outside of the eyes. He says, if it's betoch ha'ayin, if it's inside the eye, enu chotzet. V'she'ah, oh, Steve. V'she'al gabe ha'ayin chotzet. Right, if it's on the eye, on the outside of the eye, is a chotzet, right? Any my you and now porchot. If the eyes were porchot, look Rashi. What does it mean porchot? Avia, portachat votzemet adir. Should open and closing your eyes a lot, right? Or atzma and now beyoter. If she now goes to mikveh new alocha and she, no, it's not sorry porchot. Right? Rashi says porchot. Potachar v'temet tadir benkach u'benkach eno chotzet v'ishem prichata ma'avirato v'eno av al gav ayin v'eno bo mamash. Basically, she's opening her eyes a lot, so basically this eventually comes off. Whatever reason, either from the moisture or from opening her eyes, it'll come off. Rish Lachira says, domot, if she cause tears, she'adim'a melachlechet et hakol v'eno chotzet. Basically, it weakens it, it takes it off. So if she's opening and closing eyes a lot, do not work. Amar b'yochlan, patcha ener b'yoter, or atzma ener b'yoter, lo alta la tvila. Right? If she opened her eyes tightly, like open the eyes like this, all up, or close them very tightly, that forms a chatzitza. Right? But honestly, I'm not 100% sure exactly how this works, but look at the Gemara. It's like this. Patcha ener b'yoter, atzma ener b'yoter, lo alta, look at Rashi, yeah? Patcha ener b'yoter, havye chatzitza lemala. So she opened her eyes like this, we understand that it basically, she's not allowing the water to get in over here, right? Because that makes sense. But when you close your eyes a lot, I'm not sure what it does to the bottom of your eyes. Atzma ener b'yoter, if you close it too much, havye chatzitza lemata. So when you open your eyes, I understand, but closing your eyes, maybe you do. I don't know. I'm Reish Lakish. Aisha Lotit Bola Derech Gedilata. And Reish Lakish is a new aloch. When a woman toivels, she toivels Derech Gedilata. Basically, the normal way, how she is. Gedilat also means standing up. You can't go to mikveh head first. Right? That's the idea. Now, but look at Rashi over here. Derech Gedilata. Klomar Lotit Dachek Zeroteya Al Besara. Shouldn't like push her hands too close to her body, and not her thighs, squash them in together. And how she'd normally be in a relaxed, normal manner. And which parts are covered up and are like creased, we saw like in the creases of your fold, etc. What did we say yesterday? Remember? As long as she's able to get water in there, doesn't make it, water doesn't get there, right? She doesn't have to push her arms out like this and open up under her armpits and etc. etc. Right, because he brings the Mishnah. Basically, you got to stand like you'd be. That's got to do with the bedik of the Kohen would check you for Nagaim. Basically, you got to stand in a normal manner, how you'd hold your hoe, or you'd hold your baby, or picking grain, normal way, right? That's pretty straightforward. Okay. Now, let's take half a second. We did that half an amud in 14 minutes, right? So we normally do it in a half an hour. So we've got a few more minutes on time. Go back to the previous amud. Go back to the previous Amud. Isha lo titbol benama.
We're going backwards now.
You know what? Leave that Tosfot. I wanted to do that Tosfot, but actually, I want to do the Tosfot. Go to the Tosfot over here. Patre nea beyoter. The Patre Nea, the second Tosfot. See that where Tosfot gets like wide, not the very, very wide. It says Patre Nea at the end of the line, and it says Achar ze katub beferush Rabbeinu Chanan. You all see that Tosfot?
Yeah.
So look at this. Tosfot brings a girsa that Rabbeinu Chananel had in his Gemara. Rabbeinu Chanan says, it says Achar ze katub beferush Rabbeinu Chananel ube miktar asvarim, and in some Gemaras he sees it. Veleit hilchete kechol hani shmaitata. Rabbi Chananel in his sugya, in his Gemara, at the end of all of these halachos, just learn all these halachos. Don't stand in an earthenware. Don't do this. Don't do that. Don't close your eyes too tightly. Right in the port. If you're busy with food. If you've had bloodletting, the mucus in your eyes. Kol, all those halachos up to Amresh Lakish and how a woman should derech gilata. Rabbi Chananel had in his shmait. He says. Late hilchata kocholi kohanishman. This is not halacha. All this is not halacha. That's what Rabbeinu Gersh, Rabbeinu Chananel had in his Gemaras. Dechit marhani, why? Because when these halachas were told, they were taught regarding taharot. Only the taharot for a woman who wants to go to the mikveh to deal with taharot. Now, funny enough, but those halachas are more chamur than nida. Okay? Avalabala tahora. But on a bara, all these things we learned here, which you can't do, you can do. Why? Ki adam resh lakish. Yishalot yitbol. In a derech dilata. Pashut. Resh lakish said, a woman can just do simple toiveling. And therefore, we aren't too concerned about all these things. But look at this. But he says like this. Ubetshuva achat katav rashi. There is a tshuva of rashis. Not written here. To grab the law garis. You know, it's not true that. That piece that Rabbi Chananel reads, "Velet hilchete kachol hani shmaitata," the chidmar hani letarot v'lebala tahora. That line over there, he says, is not correct. He says, on the contrary, this is specifically talking about bala, not taharot. Look at Rashi. Look at the Tosfot. He gives a whole batch of his. We won't read them all, right? He says. Achak Rashi love no geres chada wa de kamar avalebala tahora. It says, firstly, because specifically the Gemara is talking here about a bala, right? And he says, yeah, all these examples that we brought, the Rav, the name of Rav, and Rav Gidol, and Rami Bar Chama, they all lived in Bavel. So why would they be discussing Taharot? There's no Taharot in Bavel.
The Amoraim never discuss things that have to do with the Beit HaMikdash.
But they're bringing practical examples. They're not together. They're saying, this is a halacha, don't do this, don't do that, don't do that. If it's for Taru, why don't we these halachas aren't relevant to the Bavel. That's his first answer. He gives a couple of answers. See what he's saying? They were local halachas. They were pasking locally. They weren't giving general. They were pasking locally. V'zehu dochak. And the Tochak you said they were talking to Bnei Eretz Yisrael Yumidabrin. Va'od Avod Shmuel, Av Shmuel's father, the Avad Lebante Mikvaot be Bavel. He was making Mikvaot in Bavel for his. Where was he living, Shmuel's father? In Bavel. And he was making for his daughters. He wasn't talking about Eretz Yisrael. This is a Maase that Avod Shmuel Avid Mikvaot Lebante Barte for his own daughters. He says, more than that, all these examples are speaking about nekeva in the feminine. Isha lo ta'amoda kli cheres. Isha lo titbo ben amal. A woman shouldn't do this, a woman shouldn't do that. Natna tavshila bena, patcha enev. She opened her eyes. Vila tarot, haya lo haya tzarich laskir b'chol pam isha. Haya po'am isha. You should say a woman who was doing this. Right? And we're talking about a woman who's doing for Tara, but not that she isn't, and she's, and she's. Here we speak specifically about her for a season of all the time in Parak HaCholet, called the Varsha Chazor Betvila Chotzet, Beger, Ubeved, Meshuchar, Ubenida. He says, on the contrary, he says, we've got a Gemara Yevamot, that's everything which is Tov, is Chotzet. is chotzet both for a ger and for emshucher and for a nida. Behind a nida lebala, we talk about nida lebala. The ira tarot mashnai the nakat nida. Basically, he's got lots of answers there. It's just not interesting to see that he quotes a tshuva of Rashi, right? That Rashi dealt with it in a tshuva. So when we see Rashi saying lo gari so hachi gar sinan, Rashi's dealt with it. It's not just stabbing his parish. He's dealt with it. It's anyway, I just got excited about seeing that. Okay, let's carry on. Right. Now, Amar Rabbi Bar Huna. Right, Amar Huna, another aloche. Nima achat kshura chotzeti. He's got one strand of hair, which is tied up in a knot. Right, chotzeti. Look at Rashi there. Nima achat mihad kashapir. It's like very tight. Like tightly knotted. Right. Shalosh. Einan chotzetzot. So how come one is and three aren't? Right, look at Rashi. Rashi 30. Shalosh lo mihad kai. They aren't tied tightly. In other words, they're loose knots. Look at the Kutei Rashi. It's got the Shlosh Ein Chotzotzot. He brings the Gemara in Sukkah. Lefi sheha se'ar kashe velo mi hadak shapir va'ayli be'mai. Because the hair is hard, and since it's loosely tied, it's not knotted, and water can get in between the knots, right? Like a braided type of thing. Right, so the Gemara's question is, though, he says like this. Nima achat kashura, we know he's chotzetzot. Shalosh ein al chotzotzot. Shtayim eni yodeh. But with regards to two, I'm not sure. Right, in other words, one you can tie very tightly. Three is already too many hairs to make a tight knot. The question is, what about two? Can two strands of hair tie tightly, or they're not tightly? Right? Rabbi Yochanan Amar and Anu Enanu Elachar. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, even three is not a question, two is not a question either. Only problem we've got here is with one hair, if it's tied tightly, that's the one we have to worry about. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Davar Torah. Now it says Rabbi Yitzchak as follows. Midor Raita. When he says here, Davar Torah. Right? So he says over here, mid-do-or-right, look at Rashi. Halakha le-Moshe mi-Sinai. Right? Interesting what he's saying over here. Halakha le-Moshe mi-Sinai. Da'amar mar shi'urin chatzitzin u-machitzin. Halakha le-Moshe mi-Sinai. All these shi'urin, etc. All these things, all halakha le-Moshe mi-Sinai. So Rashi thing I said, specifically he says, Dvar Torah, it's not written, but it's halakha le-Moshe mi-Sinai. Right? So he says like this. Rubo hamakpid alav chotzes. Now this concept of makpid is very important, right? What does makpid mean? Makpid means, let's say a woman walks around, like you see some women, it's fashionable, they have like all these colors in their hair, right? You've noticed, you've seen like someone will color their hair green or brown or whatever the case is. There's some people, if there's a little bit of color on them, they freak out. Right, they quickly go and they wash out their hair. Or some people, you know what I'm saying? Some people are less troubled. Some people walk around with ink on them, doesn't bother them. Other people, if a pen touches them, they'll rush to the bathroom and they'll spend the whole morning rubbing off the ink. So a person who's very concerned not to have ink on them is a person who's makpid. A person who doesn't care about the ink on them isn't makpid. So a person who isn't concerned, then it might not be a chatzitza. Because you don't care about it. Basically, as far as you're concerned, who cares if it's there, doesn't bother you. So that's what the Gemara is saying over here. Look, if you look at the Kutei Rashi, he actually brings it here. He says makpid. He brings a Gemara from Sukkah. He says v'shen makpid. It says makpid alav shemitzta'er alichluch ze sheberosho. So a person with a little bit of dirt on their hair really troubles them. They want to get it off. For that person, if it's rubo, look at rubo hamakpid alav chotzet. Okay, look at Rashi rubo rov se'aro kashur achat achat. So if the hair's in dreadlocks, okay. And they're ready, and they don't want dreadlocks. They wake up in the morning, and I don't know what happened. The hair was in dreadlocks. I don't know how would that happen. Think of some example. You do something to your hair. I don't know what. Someone came and rubbed stuff into your hair. You wake up, and it's all completely knotty, and it drove you mad. That would be makpid. Rubov and a makpid, a woman who spends her whole life preparing her dreadlocks. So dreadlocks, not makpid. She's happy with the dreadlocks. Wouldn't she go to the mikveh? That's basically what it's saying. Right? Look at and a makpid. Look at the Kutei Rashi there. V'she'eno makpid, have a kegufo. That becomes like a guf, right? V'af agav da have a berubo, even that's the majority, lo chayit. It's a good one in Eruvin. He says, have a kegufo, hoyo v'ein sofo litalo. Since in the end of the day, she's not going to take it off or undo it. U'batil agabe, it's batil. She's quasi concerned, that's how it is, right? Batil agabe, v'lo chayit. It's a good one in Sukkah. So there's two gemoras in Sukkah and Eruvin. Batil, basically, if you aren't makpid, it's if it isn't there, it's batil, same idea, like pin on your body, whatever the case is. That's what Gemara says. Davar Torah, rubo ha-makpid, alav chotzetz. If it's the majority and you are makpid, chotzetz. Rubo ha-makpid, alav eno chotzetz. So that's mina Torah. The gazru, chachamim were gozer, a rubo she'eno makpid, mishum rubo hamakpid. So now in this example, a woman with dreadlocks, chachamim were gozer, and said, no, even though you aren't makpid, and you're happy to have the dreadlocks, we gozer on you because of a case of a woman who might be makpid. She'll see you toiveling, and think, I'm makpid, but if she can go, I can go like that as well. And therefore, she'll go into the mikvah, even though she is makpid. Right, the gazru and another halacha, gzeira, the gazru al mi uto hamakpid mishum rubo hamakpid. So mina Torah, we need two things: we need rov and makpid. The chavim will gozer on ana makpid for makpid, and even a miut for rov. Okay, so those are the two gzeiras. So the Gemara says, no, the ligzor nami al mi uto she'eno makpid mishum miuto hamakpid. So why do you stop there? You gozer on miut she makpid. Because of a rov makpid. Goes there also on miuto she'eno makpid because of a miuto makpid. Right? Is that right what I said?
Yeah.
Miuto she'eno makpid, mishum miuto makpid. I think we said, no, ha guf exaira, v'ana nekuv nixo exaira. The miut makpid is already exaira because it's already rov makpid. We aren't gozerim exaira al exaira. Okay. Amarav Nida Bismana, now the verse like this. Amarav Nida Bismana, a woman who's toiveling at the right time, in other words, midorait, let's say at the end of the seventh day, right? And then Rashi actually says we're talking about Doraita. But Bismana Rashi Rabbi Shvi, or Benida Doraita Kamai, right? She don't start Fashiva Nakim. I'm talking about Nida Doraita, not like we saw of Rebbe or Rabbi Zaira. Right, like we saw yesterday, but a midoraita, a woman after the seventh day and got a mikveh at night. So Rav says like this, a nida on the seventh day at night, right, she ain't tovelet ela belaila. She can't toivel in the day, like a zava. A zava, remember, can toivel in the day, on the last day. A nida shouldn't. A nida should ain't toivel at night. V'shelo bezmana, but if it's on, if she never managed to get a mikveh last night, and she's going to the next day, tovelet bein b'yom bein belaila. It makes no difference that she can even go to the day. Rabbi Yochanan Amar no. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Bem esbana, bem shlo esbana, ain't tovelet ela belaila." He says, "No, you can't do that. Even if it's not the right time, she has to go only at night. Why? Mishum shrach pita. What's shrach pita? Shrach from the word like shroch, like sort of like a lace, like a strung to you, attached to you. Shrach pita. Her daughter will follow her. If her daughter sees her mother going to the mikvah on the eighth day during the day, she won't realize the difference between zmana and lozmana." And she'll think, I'm going to the mikvah even during the day. Okay, that's what Rashi, look, Rashi, Shach Pita. She no heget acharea litbol beyom, vafilu bismana, even the right time. Va'atili de karet, and this way her daughter will come to have karet chasfron, velo yada de ime, beshmini yu de tavla beyom. Right, she won't know that her mother did it on the eighth day. Therefore, be careful, always toivel at night. Va'af Rav, and Rabbi Yochanan says, like the Gemara says, I'm not sure it's Rabbi Yochanan or the Gemara, but it says, Af Rav Hararbei, even Rav in the end changed his mind. Amar Bichia bar Rav Ashi Amar Rav, Rabbi Chia, who was his Talmud, said, Amar Rav, Nida Bein Bezmana, Bein Shlo Bezmana, Eina Tovedet Ela Belaila, why? Mishum Shach Bita. Okay, so that's it. Now, Gemara Slakas, Atkin Rav Idi Benarish, right, so Rav Idi, is his name Benarish or is it from Narish?
That's the place.
The place, right, I thought so. Right, Benarish. Le mitbal beyume de tamnia mishum aryuta. So in his particular place, they obviously had a problem with lions, right? He lived in Africa, right? And they had lions running around. So he said, you know what? Rather go to the mikvah on the eighth day during the day. Don't go at night on the seventh. On the, it says Bashmini, right? Rav Acha bar Yaakov befanunya. Mishum Ganve. Also in his town, there were Ganovim there. It wasn't safe to walk around at night. He told women to go to mikvah during the day on the eighth day. Rav Yehuda b'Pompadita, Mishum Tzena, was very cold. Pompadita said as well, go on the eighth day during the day. Rav b'Mechoze, Mishum Abulai. And in Mechoze, in Bavel, Rav also said because of Abulai. Look at Rashi there, Mishum Abulai. Shoarei Ha'ir, the guards of the town, right? They obviously weren't the nicest people. And they're wandering around at night, on the seventh at night, they'd have the trouble of day kochavim hain. Okay, Lishnach, another Lashu Rashi says, Binyanim shel ma'arot hayu, bederech beit ha'tfila, v'im tipol sham tistaken. They had to walk through some sort of caves, right, on the way to the mikvah, and therefore they weren't very safe, and they might cave in, it would become dangerous. So therefore, sakrat nefashot, rather go during the day when you can see what you're doing. Amar leh Rapapa Rabu Labaya. So Rapapa says to Rabin to Abaya, right? It's interesting. If you look at the Masura Shas there, he changes it around. You see the order? Our Gemara says, Amar Papa l'Rava u'la Abaya. He puts there, l'Abaya v'Rava. Right? Look what he says there. But Tzerich l'Omar Abaya Rava v'chei nachon liot, v'chein hetiku, Tosu l'Amachim v'shum, Shavu Ripu Perek Bet v'shvuas, ita Amar l'Ara Papa l'Rava. Michte v'chul l'Lefeg, Yishu Shnefer, Amar l'Trava, Tzerich l'Omar Amar l'Ara, I don't know why he put Rava first, by the way. Rava and Abaya. Rava and Abaya. Why does Rava come before Abaya? Abaya and Rava? Rava and Abaya. Why does Abaya come before Rava? Not sure. Okay. It's like this. Mechti ha'idna kuluhu safek zavot shavir rabbanan. Says, we now learned yesterday's Gemara, where Rabbi Zaira said, that afilu tipa chardal, right, all women sit, and Rabbi said, right, six and who, six, etc. And we know that we've got this Sheva Nakim, that every woman today, basically, Chachamim made them like a safek zava. So therefore, when any time a woman goes to the mikveh, it's not her seventh day. Right? It's her 14th day. At least. Because she had 7 days of being a nidah, and then she had to have Sheva Nakim. So it's the 14th day. So what do we care if she goes at night or goes during the day? It's no longer the seventh day of the mitzvah, right? That's what he says. He says, let them go on the seventh day, meaning on the seventh day of Nakim. Look at Rashi there. On the seventh day, what do we care? If she's a Zava, Toveret of Miyom, Zava Midoraita can go on that day. So on the last day of the Shiva Nakim, let a woman go to the mikveh during the day, because if she's a Nida, she's already oiced 7 days long time ago. And if she's a Zava, from the Torah's point of view, she's got to go to the mikveh during the day. Right? So why do we make a fuss about the night? Right? It's a good question. So Mishum said that, going to answer, why Mishum Rabbi Shimon? What should Rabbi Shimon say? Tana Rabbi Shimon says as follows, in a brighter. Right? There's a brighter in Amasech, on Daf Lamed Gimel. Echa detanya acher, the pasuk says over here, ve'im tahara mizova, if she's tar from being a zava, ve'safra shivat, means she counts 7 days, ve'achar titar, and after the 7 days, she then becomes tahor. Right? So the Gemara says, what is achar titar? So Shimon, achar ma'ase titar. Right? Look at Rashi, yeah? Rashi Zaviya, Achar Masi, Kevin Shesafra, Mikzata Yom Shoshiva Titere Tvila. Right? Aval Amrucha Chamim, Asura Sot Kain Shemet Avolide Safek. Okay? Even though Midrashi should be, she should wait until Safek. Amrav Huna Ishachof Evidna New Aluchas. Now we're discussing now when she goes to the mikvah, she has to wash her hair. Now when we saw Machloket yesterday, we said, do we have to have Chafifa Mismach Letvila? Remember? And we said, or was it 2 days ago? Was it on Friday or yesterday? Was it yesterday? Yes, yesterday. Samach Vav, if you look quickly at Samach Vav, we'll bet. We had this, the Iked Amri, we had like this. Im Samuch Lechafifa Tavla, and it's Shechel Lechof Alitpo, if she washed her hair. Close time, and she was finished. Never had to go back and wash her again. Im left shechel lechovid, she have to wash her again. It could amri im bo to yom in the same day she washed her hair. And shechel im left shechel. It was what we said. My bay nahu. We said it could be now. The nafka min is le mismach le chafifet tefila. Right le mechaf be yemama ve le mitba be lilia. Do we have to have smich the chafifa close to her tefila? So the Gemara said like this. Amar Rav Huna, isha chofefet be echad be Shabbat on a Sunday. She can even go to the mikvah on a Tuesday. So we see, yeah, she can go on a Sunday to wash her hair, and she can go Sunday, wash her hair, Monday, Tuesday, 2 days later, she can go to the mikvah. Why do we know that? Now listen to this, it's very important. Shechein Isha, because we've got halachas like this. Shechein, like, because a woman can chofefet be Erev Shabbat, wash her hair on Erev Shabbos, v'tovele b'motzei Shabbos. She wants to go to the mikvah b'motzei Shabbos, then she wants to go straight after Shabbos. So we don't make her wash her hair Motzei Shabbos and go to mikvah Motzei Shabbos. We say, wash your hair Friday now, air before Shabbos comes in. We're going to mikvah Motzei Shabbos. So what do we have? We have Friday, Saturday, Motzei Shabbos, already Sunday. So if in a case like that, she can go 3 days, then normally we say that any time, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, go 3 days. Right? It's like it's more than that, he says. says Rav Huna. Isha chofefet bechad b'Shabbat, she can wash on a Sunday. V'tovelet b'rivi'i b'Shabbat. Not only on a Tuesday, even on a Wednesday. Why? Shechen shachofefet b'Shabbat. We say, another case, we have a woman can go to wash her hair Shabbos. V'tovelet b'motzei yom tov shechal l'achar Shabbos. One of the 2 days, Yontif. Saturday, Sunday. Yontif is now motzei Yontif. So now she can't wake before Sunday night. And when did she wash her hair? Friday. So we got Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Right? Sunday night is already Monday. So you can go 3 days now. Right? So Sunday to Wednesday. And he says further than that, Isha chofefet be'echad b'Shabbat, she can wash on a Sunday, v'tovelet b'chamishi, even wash going to mikvah on Thursday. Why? Shechen, exactly. Shechen, Isha chofef be'er Shabbat, v'tovelet b'motzei shnei yamim tovim sh'Rosh Hashanah shechaliot achar Shabbat. We got motzei, Rosh Hashanah starts on Sunday, Monday. So we've got Friday, she goes to the mikvah, she washes her hair, then she got Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, she goes to the mikvah, Sunday night, Monday night, 4 days, again, Sunday to Thursday. That is Rav Huna. Rav Chisda Amar, Rav Chisda says a little bit differently. He says, Kulahu Amrinan, right? With all these examples that he said, we accept them. In other words, what all those things that Rav Huna said, right? It's a little bit difficult, this Lashon. Look at Rashi here. He says, Kulu amrinan hechad dehigia tfilata b'motzei Shabbat. Chofefet b'er Shabbat. If it's motzei Shabbat, she can go on Friday. V'imigia tfilata b'motzei yom tov achara Shabbos. Or motzei shnei yamim tovim shosh hashona achara Shabbos. Chodam b'er Shabbos. Dahalo efshal chob yom tov. In all these examples that Rav Huna brought, where it's Shabbos or yom tov or shoshona, I agree. Why? Right, he says, V'rav chidam kulan amrinan. He says, however, this case of Shechein, lo amrinan. But we don't say you can do it during the week. Why? Shechein, just like you can on Yontif, so do during the week. That we don't say. On Yontif, I don't have a problem. But you can't learn from Yontif to the normal day of the week. Lo amrinan. Right? Why? It's got a reason. Heched de efshar efshar, heched lo efshar, lo efshar. Where it's possible, go to mikvah now. Where it's not possible, then do it. When's it not possible? Shabbos. Yontif, Rosh Hashanah, if not possible, fine. But where it's possible, that won't work. So Rav Chisda, look at Rashi. Rav Rashi actually says, Shechein lo amrinan. Rav Hechad tovele pelea al yom chol, sheyecholah lachuf ayom, asura lachuf mi'etmo. There, it's asur, right? Kede ka'amarte mishum taima, why does Shechein yishachove be'er Shabbat, v'vele demotze Shabbos, dahatam lo efshar. V'amotze yom chol, efshar lachuf ayom. Right, so that's what he says. Now, Rav Yemar Amar, Afilu, Rav Yemar goes one step further. Afilu Shechein, Nami Amrinan. Right, look at Rashi. Afilu Shechein Amrinan. Da Afilu Tavla Botze Yom Chol, Yecholah Lachuf Mi Etmo. He says, you know what? Rav Yemar says, this notion of what Rav Huna said in the weeks seems to be okay. Levar mi isha chofefet be'echad b'Shabbos v'tovel b'chamishi b'Shabbos. I don't like this idea of going so far for 5 days. Why? De lemotze shnei yamim tovim shosh hashonah shlachar Shabbos later. De'ef shlo chofef b'layli v'tovel b'layli. He says, because even on a yontif, when 2 days Rosh Hashanah comes, I don't let it happen. It was on a Shabbos, motze Shabbos, I agree. Motze yontif, I agree. But 2 days Rosh Hashanah after Shabbos, that's too much. Even then, I wouldn't allow that. That you could only go up until one day after Shabbos. So after the Shabbos, you're going to go the night and go that same right to that right. And in Darash Marem, now Maremar, so we've got three opinions here. We've got Rav Huna, who's the most makil. We've got Rav Chisda, who's the most chamur. And we've got Rav Yemar, who's sort of like in the middle, right? He's a bit more makil than Rav Chisda, but more machmir than Rav Huna, because he doesn't allow the Rosh Hashanah story. Rav Meir says as follows, Hilcheta k'Rav Chisda. Look at Rav Chisda, look at Rashi. He says, we have the most chamur. V'yechetek Rav Chisda l'chumra. Ta'amar shechein lo amrinan. Da'echet etav lebotza yom tov chol lo tachuf metmo. He says, because he doesn't allow this, and he says, only on yontif, echet efshar, efshar, lo efshar, lo efshar. During the week, you can't apply the shul at all. And he's even more chamur, u'kedemetarets Rav Yemar. And he limits even Rosh Hashanah. So he's the most chamur. He says, you can't do it on during the week. And even Rosh Hashanah, you can't do it. Okay? She's the most chamur. Ibai Lehu, let's quickly finish off here. Isha Mahu, she tachuf So basically, what Gura asked a question, should a woman really go to the wash her hair that night and go to the mikveh at the same time? Now, what's the chashash? Look at Rashi. Mahu shtachu b'layla b'lel tvilata, before she goes to the mikveh. Mi amrina, do we say, mitoch shememaheret l'tvilata lo chay feshafi? Because what's the chashash? If she's rushing to get to the mikveh, so she might not wash her hair thoroughly. You know, you've got some woman with long hair, big hair, takes a long time to wash it, a long time to clean it, and she might be in a rush. Right? So do we say, rather, you know what, do it tonight and go tomorrow to the mikveh? Right? And take your time rather than rushing tonight to go to the mikveh. So now Gemara says like this, Marzutra oser. Marzutra said, no, don't do it. V'Rav Chinina Misura Shari. But Rav Chinina Misura said, no, you can do it. Rather wash your hair tonight and go to the mikveh tonight. So now, Amale Rav Ada, the Besura Shas, the Haggadah Bach is very important. The Haggadah Bach adds in over there, Amale Rav Ada Misura. See that? Right? So he says, yeah, so this was Rav Chinina Misura, he says it's Mutar, and Rav Ada Misura, they're from the same town. Right?
You say, it switched.
Yeah.
That Marzutra Share and Rav Chinina Misura Asa.
Where did you get that from?
I'm looking to see.
Where did you get that from? The Haggadah Bach.
Marsha.
The Marsha? Wow.
Editions filed Marsha, quotes early editions of the Gemara. These emendations are confirmed by most available manuscripts and are evident from Rashba and Meiri.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you know, we learn Gemara Rashi and sometimes Tosfot and the Haggot on the Daf. The Haggot on the Bach on the Daf don't have that. It's interesting. And it doesn't even seem to make sense with the Gemara. Because look what happens over here. Look at the end of the Gemara. Yeah. Amir Rav Adam Isur. Has your Gemara also changed it, Michael?
No, it says, Zutra was there.
Okay, interesting. Because look at the Haggadah Bach adds in there of Adam Misura, Rav Chinina Misura. He says, Lav hachi hava uvda bedvitu da abba mari resh galuta. So now Rav Ada says to Rav Chinina, he says, it seems like his father was the resh galuta in Bavel. And he had a case, the ikut, what does ikut mean? Look at Rashi, Lashon ketata, velora sta litbo. He says, there was a woman who didn't want to go to the mikvah. Not sure it was his mother. It's his mother. Have uvda bedvitu. That Rav Chinina said, Lav hachi have uvda bedvitu da abe mari. In other words, his father's wife. I'm not sure it was his mother or not.
No, his name is Abba Mari.
Was his name Abba Mari? Yeah.
The Reshka,
with his wife. With Reshka, with the wife of Reshka Luta, right? And that she didn't want to go to the mikvah. As Rav Nachman Yitzhak lefiyusa, Rav Nachman Yitzhak went to try and persuade her. Look at this. Went to try and persuade her. They obviously had a fight and shit. I'm not going to mikvah. Right? That's the strongest weapon a woman has. Right? She's not going to mikvah. So Nachman Yitzchak went trying to persuade her fire to console her, calm her down. And she said to him, this is Abba Mari's wife, said to Rav Yitzchak, to Rav Nachman Yitzchak, my ite hashta, my lecha lemahir alayla, what are you rushing me for tonight? In other words, I can't go tonight. It's too late to go tonight. Right, look here. Right, he says, I can't go tonight. He says, Tizgi va'ayti lemachar. Tizgi, sagi, must speak, right? Enough, come tomorrow. Look at Rashi, says, Dai lecha, good enough, im et bo lemachar. I'll go tomorrow. V'yada, look here, Rashi says, V'yada, what is yada? V'yada Rav Nachman, it was Rav Nachman Yitzhak who went to speak to her. V'yada Rav Nachman, Maika Amrele, what she was referring to. Look at Rashi, what was she referring to? She lo chafafa, she hadn't yet washed her hair. Right? So, basically, she couldn't wash her hair now. So if she couldn't wash her hair now, she would have to wait till tomorrow. It seems like, that's why, not a wrong, it's a bug. Look at it, seems like Rav Ada was saying to Rav Chinina, how can you say that it's mutar? We had a case with Abba Mari, the Resh Galuta, whose wife said, I can't go tonight. I haven't washed my hair. But look what happens. Rav Nachman says to her, Amar, right? Dudei chasart. Look at, Mesura Shas explains it. What are dudei? He says, yorot. What, like kettles, right? Like pots to heat the water. Right, what did say? Rashi said. Rashi said. Rashi. I haven't got it. Oh, Rashi, yeah, dudei. Sorry. Okay, look, my Rashi's the other way around. And I missed that Rashi. Mm-hmm. My Rashi's got Avdei first. I missed that Rashi. See that? It says Avdei.
Avdei is first.
But Avdei comes later. Durei chasad. I missed that Rashi. Okay, shkoch. Right? I saw the Bishra Shasta. He says, you're right. Rashi said as well. Durei kedeirot lachayim bahem chamin. Okay, right. He says, what? Durei chasad. You're missing durei. Tashtike chasad. Right? Look at Bishra Shasta as well. It's well tashtike. He says, e perush kedeirot. Kachite ba'aruch. Right, Vayed El. Says what you? It's other. You're missing parts. You're missing kettles. Avdei chasad. You're missing servants. Look at Rashi. Lavi ma'im velachameim. What's your problem? Why can't you go tonight? Right. But seems that she was of the opinion that she couldn't go because she hadn't washed her hair yet. He then seemed to say, "There's no problem. You could go tonight."
So
therefore, you could do chafifa. So the answer is, you could do chafifa and you could answer at the same time. Okay.